With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A missile attack on Israel by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen over the weekend is raising new concerns that Tehran's proxies may again try to block the Red Sea shipping routes. Naomi Bar-Yakov is a Middle East analyst with the Geneva Center for Security Policy.
I think we're at an inflection point. I think with the Houthis joining, they sat very, very patiently for almost a month before joining the fray. And now that they have joined, they have joined full speed, full on.
Meanwhile, President Trump had threatened widespread destruction of Iran's energy resources and other vital infrastructure if a deal to end the war with Tehran is not reached shortly. The president did say yesterday that Iran had agreed to allow 20 oil tankers through the strait.
They've agreed to send 8 boats 2 days ago, and then they added another 2, so it was 10 boats. And now today they gave us as a tribute, I don't know, I can't define it exactly, but they gave us, I think out of a sign of respect, 20 boats of oil, big, big boats of oil, going through the Hormuz Strait.
And on the ground, Tehran struck a key water and electrical plant in Kuwait, and an oil refinery in Israel came under attack. Iran continues to maintain its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz, which is stopping about 20% of the world's oil from being able to get through. Senator Tom Cotton says it's time to fully fund the Department of Homeland Security.
The Democrats continue to blockade that funding. That's why you see long lines at the airports. We've got our Coast Guard shut down, and we are steadily draining resources from immigration enforcement as well. So we might have to use reconciliation, the fast-track budget procedure, to fund the Department of Homeland Security, too.
Senator Cotton made his comments in an interview with the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. The Pew Research Center takes a look at gay marriage around the world.
It was 25 years ago this week that the Netherlands became the first nation on earth to make it legal for people of the same sex to enter into a legal marriage. Since that day, nearly 40 countries have followed suit, including the United States. Still, gay marriage is largely unheard of in large swatches of the globe, including Eastern Europe, the Middle East, the Far East, and in Africa. The practice is mostly confined to Western Europe and the Americas. Michael Harrington reporting.
Male athletes are now excluded from female events at the Olympics after the International Olympic Committee agreed to a new eligibility policy that aligns with President Trump's executive order on women's sports ahead of the 2028 Los Angeles Games. The IOC says eligibility for any female category event at the Olympic Games, including individual and team sports, is now limited to biological females. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Despite worries about the Mideast war, its impact on energy prices, and the global economy, Wall Street opened on the plus side this morning. So far, no congressional resolution of the Homeland Security budget impasse. Bills to pay FAA and TSA workers during shutdowns get introduced, but they keep stalling in Congress. Providing a short-term fix, President Trump signed an executive order that will provide TSA officers with paychecks for the first time in more than a month. That will hopefully alleviate at least some of the chaos at many airports. Sysco, the nation's largest food distributor, will acquire supplier Restaurant Depot, a deal worth more than $29 billion. The acquisition would create a closer link between Sysco and customers that rely on Restaurant Depot for supplies needed quickly. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.